Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. Oh, man, it's been a rough 2 weeks, guys. The Cowboys lost two in a row. Obviously, the huge blowout loss to the Eagles last week, which was rather defeating 37-9. You know, I've decided that just with a short week, you know, the Chargers game is probably happening. You may be getting this podcast on Thanksgiving. And if so, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So I decided that just with a short week and with the way that things turned around, that I really wanted to have a kind of just a discussion about what the wild card looks like. Because it's complicated and there's a lot of teams in it in the NFC. And clearly after the loss, if the Cowboys want to have any kind of chance in the playoff situation this year, the wild card is probably their best bet. So we're just going to have an episode basically dedicated to talking about some of the other teams that are in the wild card, what their schedules look like, and kind of just lay out what the Cowboys have in front of them and what the other teams that are vying for the wild card spots have in front of them as well. So let's get started.
180! 180! Kill, kill, kill!
Okay, let's take a look at some of the competition for this wild card spot. And basically what I decided to do was take a look at everybody that's got a similar or better record as the Cowboys, who also is not leading their division. And the interesting thing here is that really outside of the South, all the divisions are you know, pretty well in hand, except for maybe the West is a little bit more in play as well, but we're going to talk about Seattle a little bit later, but I decided that 5-5 was kind of going to be my cutoff because that's where the Cowboys are at. But also, you know, if you look at the there's 3-4-6 teams in the NFC. Washington, who you know is already kind of in a precarious spot, and then on top of that, they just sustained some more injuries at some key spots, including Chris Thompson. So that makes for an ugly situation for them at this point. Tampa, who's at the very bottom of the NFC South and, you know, could be dealing with more off-field stuff with Winston, it just does not seem that like that's going to turn around. And then Arizona, who, you know, have been playing okay at different points throughout the year, but, you know, they're on a two-game losing streak, and I don't see them. You know, they play Jacksonville and Los Angeles in the next 2 weeks. And I can't imagine them beating either one of those two teams. So I think that those guys are probably not really worth mentioning. So really, I just wanted to focus on Detroit, Green Bay, Carolina, Atlanta, and Seattle. So starting with Detroit, you know, I think that when you've watched what Detroit has done so far this season, clearly – you kind of have to start with Matt Stafford. I mean, he's had one of the better careers of his, but one of the better seasons of his career. 19 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, and throwing for over 63% of completing over 63% of his passes. You know, I think that when you look at the way their schedule lines up, It's actually pretty decent, pretty favorable. Really, they've got a big game coming up on Thanksgiving as well against the Vikings. So, you know, that if Minnesota is able to beat Detroit, that would really be a huge game. And honestly, I think if we're going to look at these teams and to see, like, who could potentially – be the biggest threat for us, I would say, you know, Carolina, just because they have the better record, and Atlanta's tough because they have a win on us. But Detroit is really, I mean, their schedule lines up so well for them that I just think that they're gonna, you know, they have a real opportunity to kind of finish out strong and not, you know, maybe even take that NFC North title if they can figure out a way to beat Minnesota, and if Minnesota falters a little bit down the road, because they do have Detroit does have a nice schedule. So they play Minnesota this Thursday at home. And if they can win that game, if after that, they're playing at Baltimore, who, you know, is just not that great, and at Tampa Bay, who's kind of floundering, home in Chicago, which, you know, is gonna will be a tough physical game, but they should be able to win that game despite it being a conference game, a division game. You know, then at Cincinnati, and then home at Green Bay. So, and then with, you know, remember the Green Bay doesn't have Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, I think Detroit has a very favorable schedule. If they could figure out a way to beat Minnesota, you know, on here, and then suddenly they're back in the division race too, because they've already got a win on Minnesota. And they've already got wins against Green Bay and Chicago. So if they can figure out a way to beat Minnesota, they really have a pretty decent path to either win the division, or, you know, or be tops of the wild card conversation. So, and then obviously if Minnesota gets knocked out by, you know, by a streaking Detroit, you got to go up and figure out how they play. And actually, Minnesota has a pretty difficult schedule. I mean, they play Detroit, like we mentioned. Then they got to go at Atlanta, at Carolina, which both of those teams seem to be playing really good football right now. Home in Cincinnati, which won't be tough. And then at Green Bay and home in Chicago. But, I mean, they got a couple games in there that they got to figure out. So these next few weeks will be interesting to see exactly how that whole NFC North kind of susses out. You know, just it's tough for Chicago, obviously, with their record in Green Bay being at 5-5, but without Aaron Rodgers, it's really, you know, kind of an ugly situation. So, but let's go ahead and talk about Green Bay. I mean, like I mentioned, they, you know, with no Aaron Rodgers, Brett Hundley has clearly not been, you know, what they've hoped that he would be. He's thrown 7 interceptions already, to 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, they've had issues. Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery, and they've tried all kinds of different things at running back and to kind of get going. But it doesn't really matter if you can't get people to back off the way that they would if Aaron Rodgers is in there. So, you know, at this point, without Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery still kind of dealing with, you know, the rib stuff. You know, it's just been tough for them, and I can't imagine that things are about to turn around to get better for them. So I don't want to stick a fork in Green Bay, but I have to think that at this point, when you look at the NFC North and the wild card that could come out of there, the names you need to be looking at are Detroit and Minnesota, and obviously them playing Thanksgiving Day is going to be a big game with you know, ramifications that extend well beyond just the NFC North, but obviously to the Cowboys as well. You know, moving to the NFC South, really, again, the two teams you want to focus on there, because New Orleans is, you know, got a pretty nice grip at 8-2. I mean, Carolina's only behind them with a 7-3 record, and then Atlanta's obviously just right behind them at 6-4. So this is still a competitive division. But I think that when you look at these schedules, it kind of could be the equalizer here, as far as like who's going to finish strong and who might not. Carolina is coming into a bye, or coming off of a bye. They'll be back next week on the November 26th, and they play at the Jets, and then at New Orleans, and that'll be another big game for not just the NFC South, but for the whole NFC at this point. These games between the NFC South and NFC North are going to be huge, and hopefully for the Cowboys' sake, there's a little bit of you know, poaching that goes on. But the other thing that's interesting too is that Carolina's got to play Minnesota, and I think that, you know, clearly that's going to have ramifications for the wild card or division race as well. So they played Minnesota on December 10th, and I think that, you know, when you look at the schedule and the way that Carolina's playing defense, if they can find a way to win those two games between New Orleans and Minnesota, they not only are going to be sitting pretty, and then that last week with Atlanta, but they are not only going to be sitting pretty, but they could very well be the leaders for the clubhouse going into that week 17 matchup against the Falcons if they can flip one of these games on New Orleans. Flip this game at New Orleans. But it's going to be tough. They have to play in New Orleans. And then Minnesota is the next week. So, you know, they get a late bye, which is always nice. But, you know, they have the Jets in New York, which isn't a tough game, but which might be a physical game. Then at New Orleans, Minnesota at home, Green Bay at home, Tampa Bay at home, and then at Atlanta to finish the year. So Carolina with a strong defense could definitely be a team to watch. And again, at 7-3 right now, they have a heads up on everybody else who's in this the wild card portion of this race. If you look at Atlanta, Atlanta really, again, another team that's going to have to play Minnesota. And Minnesota is really facing several different teams that are all kind of vying for wild card berths late in the season. So they play Tampa Bay this week. Atlanta does at home, and then at home with Minnesota, at home with New Orleans, which obviously would be another big game, at Tampa Bay, and then at New Orleans again. So Atlanta, New Orleans still play each other twice. That's going to be, you know, obviously a huge determining factor of how this all susses out. That's going to be really difficult for both of those teams, Atlanta and New Orleans. Atlanta's schedule is not. I mean, New Orleans' schedule is not any more favorable, really. Instead of having to play Minnesota, they have to play Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Rams, and then they also have to play the New York Jets, and then basically the rest of their whole schedule is division games. They play Carolina, they're at Atlanta, they're playing in Atlanta again after they play the Jets. They play Atlanta for the second time on Christmas Eve. And then at Tampa Bay. So, you know, all these teams that, you know, the thing about that's so funny about this is that a lot of these teams, like New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina, all these, especially the NFC South teams, and, you know, combined with Minnesota, really, all kind of play each other a lot, especially Atlanta and New Orleans, who still have to play each other twice. So there's lots of poaching that's going to go on there. It's going to, you know, obviously bring someone down a notch, and it's going to start eliminating contenders. The good news is the Cowboys are kind of separate from a lot of that. You know, I mean, we play New York, we play Washington. Oakland's not even a part of this. We'll talk about Seattle here in a second, and then obviously they got to play Philadelphia again. So Dallas kind of gets an opportunity to get some kind of catch up in this race while the rest of the contestants are kind of eating each other, you know, alive. So, and then finally, the team I just mentioned, Seattle, the team that's also in this race, you know, they've had some stuff going on with Richard Sherman being on IR, and also Cam Chancellor. So that's not fantastic, obviously, for them. So, and then you look at the schedule, they're playing at San Francisco, which, you know, clearly not a very difficult game, but then they got to play Philadelphia. They play at Jacksonville, which will be difficult for them because of the level of defense they're going to play and the you know inability to score. Though I don't know that Jacksonville could score on them, but then they still got to play Los Angeles at home. They got to travel to us on Christmas Eve, and then play Arizona at home. So Seattle is one team that you know again. They've got a couple of different matches, a couple of different difficult games, and some that aren't certainly not giving. So, really, Dallas. If you look at the schedule overall with these teams, I mean, if you compare, you know, and I don't know what to call it strength of schedule, but kind of in a more updated strength of schedule, especially when you discuss how much poaching is going to be going on between teams that are in the wild card race when they play each other. The Cowboys aren't really playing any other. The only other contender, wild card contender that the Cowboys are going to potentially be facing are the Seahawks on Christmas Eve. Outside of that, they're playing the Chargers. They play the Raiders. Obviously, they're not in kind of any kind of competition for the AFC teams. They play the Giants, who are completely basically out of it at this point. Washington, who you know who they play in 2 weeks, might already be out of it at that point. And then obviously they have to finish at Philadelphia. But if you remember, by Christmas Eve we get Zeke back. So those last two games we should have Zeke. So really, it's about surviving the Chargers, the Redskins, the Giants, and the Raiders without Zeke. Seeing if you can, you know, you got to find ways to get wins there, and you probably need to win at least three of those games. if you really want to have a chance. So, guys, I think that's it for me this week. I know it's a short one, but we got a short week and all that stuff. And I wanted to give you something because, look, I know that I didn't get an opportunity to go back and talk about the Eagles game. And trust me, it wasn't exactly a lot of fun to talk about in the first place or to watch even. And I understand that there's definitely a lot of angst out there, and there's, you know, a lot of kind of just doom and gloom, and rightfully so. I mean, the Cowboys got, you know, their butts handed to them the last 2 weeks, and they can't deny that. But I think that when you look at the situation, when you look at the rest of the season, there is definitely still a lot of hope left for this team. And if they can find a way to kind of, you know, survive what has happened with Zeke and with the injuries that have been secondary that have come after Zeke, if they can find a way to pull out some wins these next few games against teams that, you know, they are beatable, teams that they can win against, they are still very much in this. And the other teams that are vying for wild card spots, they've got tough schedules, and they all, you know, are going to be killing each other. So the Cowboys are still in this. They need to focus on continuing to win the game that's in front of them, and then, you know, hope that things kind of work out. Do they have full control over their own destiny? No, they don't anymore. They don't have a very clear path to winning the division, which would allow them a automatic playoff berth. But they do have a very good chance of still getting into the match, and really that's all that matters, because if you can get in and get hot at the right time, that's what's going to get you to the Super Bowl. So, guys, make sure you check out FanRack Sports throughout the week. Make sure you obviously watch the game, and we'll be back next week to discuss what happened and what's next for the Cowboys afterwards. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @McCoolBTB. And until next week, happy trails, everybody.